to my favor, I think, as a visual artist, that I have these segmented plywood panels laid across because they sort of create a natural grid. They're also gessoed and sanded. I like working on very smooth, non-textural surfaces. It's very vital for the layering of the gold leaf. And I don't know how many leaves that it would take to fill up one panel, but yes, they're all covered with gold primarily, or a metal leaf. Sketching-wise, the images are usually ingrained in my mind most of the times. I do look at and take from the old woodblock prints. I'll be flipping through a lot of books that have anywhere from artists like Hokusai, Kuniyoshi, Yoshitoshi, Utamaro. Usually there'll be an image that comes to my mind and kind of start from there. I may have a text or a word that is in my mind is like the primary thing. There are times that where the woodblock print is the primary source, and then there are times where there's a specific word like K2S or crew. I may have like one or two sketches, and then from there try to recreate like the woodblock print characters onto a large sheet of paper, which will become my stencils. I basically stencil paint with spray paint onto the tagged surfaces, the woodblock print characters blown up to the size of like the panels. Sketching-wise, I don't have too many sketches. I think I've thrown out my back so many times just because I have to lean down to the ground, because I lay out the wood panels onto the floor and spread the stencils over them, and they have to be flat on the gilded surface, or else I can't get these fine lines, because then you'll have like pockets of crooked lines and stuff. My younger brother, who was my crime partner back in the days in graffiti, has become my assistant. Him and I usually, with these big pieces, will lay out the stencils. Yeah, we'll both be playing Twister, basically, in trying not to put our hand on top of like the gilded area and stuff like that. It must be a funny scene. It's just, if we were to omnisciently look at ourselves.